I did. Jing.
I hit it. Who is it?
It's Dominic the Donkey. It's Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're why welcome, is he world.
Dominic the Donkey. That reminds me, you know, a stereotypical Italian accent in at Pets.
It's a me, a Mario.
Yeah. Mamma mia. That's a one with spicy meatball.
Here we go.
Yeah.
There was a pig at Pets, and it was like, I just made myself laugh so much with this stupid joke.
What's the joke?
I would say, what's the name of this pig? And they would say, Donatella. Why are you not telling me the name? I just want to know the name of the pig. It's Donatella. It just went on and on. And just with a ridiculous, you know, Italian accent.
Donatella.
Why don't you not tell me the name of the pig? I tell you once, it's Donatella. Why you not tell me? So anyway, it's stupid, but I would just laugh at that.
If I had a pig, I would name him after a Renaissance artist as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, guys.
I'm looking over to see that joke go over my head.
Donatella.
I don't know that. It's a Renaissance artist, but...
It is.
But I imagine... Well, that all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are named after.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I don't particularly know that artist very well, but I know that...
But that is an artist.
It's a Renaissance artist.
It is accurate because of Ninja Turtles.
I kind of put it together, but I'm like, I can't think of it.
Because all of my knowledge comes from pop culture, because...
Me too.
I'm a child of the 80s/90s.
Me too.
I'm just a child.
Yes. Quite agree. Quite agree.
Oh, Merry man. Christmas.
Yeah, it is Christmas. This episode is Christmas. Merry
Holiday. Christmas.
Merry yes. Holiday. Dominic the Donkey.
And holidays.
Dominic.
Eeyaw, eeyaw. It's Dominic
Your
the Donkey.
Your street is very festive, by the way. I don't know if you knew this.
It is, and it's funny. So, you know, I worked at the zoo tonight, and so I come back.
Jungle Bells?
Jungle Bells.
Nice.
Yeah. San Diego Zoo. Sing our song for Jared, and we hope you like it, too.
Woo. Ooh.
Woo. Nice. And then we do that Dave Smith woo.
KBS 95.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yep.
Good times.
So, yeah. And that he incorporated that into the
of course
the
he
show.
Did.
So it's great.
Egotistical bastard.
This guy, he drives me up the wall with all his extra work he gives me this Christmas.
If you're listening, this guy. he means what he says now.
Yeah. Dave. Just kidding.
We got to get. I don't think Dave has listened to his episode yet.
Really?
So I don't think.
Egotistical bastard.
I tell you, he's. I hate this Dave Smith.
Is he better than us? Is this Dave?
Dave Smith? Yeah, who from Dolphin and from.
So I had to introduce myself to Dave probably 5 or 6 times before he remembered.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know,
he's a popular guy.
Hey.
Yeah.
He meets everyone.
He's Crazy Dave. Crazy Dave in the 80s or 90s.
But yeah, it is Christmas as this episode is dropping on the airwaves.
I can feel it, man. I feel the Christmas.
You feel it in your fingers?
I feel it in
your toes?
Well.
Christmas is all around. So the feeling grows.
That's the
shredded balls. In my fingers.
No, I don't know that.
No, it's from Love Actually.
It's from Love Actually.
I feel it in my toes.
Oh, you know what? I should know that.
Yes,
you should. It's that stupid song.
It's the great song.
That is fun, man.
I wish
I gotta watch that movie.
Jared's face as he tries to explain how great this is to be.
You know, it's funny because I do love that. I love that movie a lot. Like, that's a good movie.
It is.
And I haven't watched it yet. This
Back on Netflix.
It's very upsetting,
I believe.
Yeah. What's upsetting about it?
Alan Rickman's a cheating bastard. And
and
then Emma Thompson, like, opens the CD that she thinks is the necklace and then has that most, like, heart-wrenching, like, scene of all time when she's in the room crying her eyes out, but not to while she's listening to the CD that her husband had bought her to prove his infidelity. It's terrible. Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Jared's like, I just got married. I'm trying to keep romance.
It's
love
awful.
In the mind.
It's like it's heartbreaking, that scene.
It is rough. Yeah. It is rough.
But it is a good movie, though.
Anyways. I still highly recommend it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
A little sidetrack before we.
We haven't even started. It was 4 minutes in.
I know. But hey, we've gone 30 minutes. Before,
okay. But anyway. I don't care if this episode goes for 2 hours.
Can
I can talk about
it down the road.
So,
yeah.
So, Love Actually, speaking of Love Actually, the little boy who's in love with the girl, who's the drummer.
He's in Godless.
Yep. He's in Godless.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's in Game of Thrones.
He's in Godless and Game of Thrones. Yeah, he's the brother of the girl who carried Bran around.
Jojen Reed is his name.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like Andrea pointed that out to me when I was watching Godless. She's like, yes. I'm like, this guy is like, he's in Godless. He's engaging.
Oh yeah.
Like he's like, super he's the engaging.
Deputy and yeah,
he's have you
awesome.
Seen Godless?
He's a good actor. I haven't seen that.
But it's I know good. It's and like, I'm on my second time of watching it and it's a thing. Oh, sorry. It's
you a can't thing. Just no, keep ripping that thing out of my
I'm
ear.
I'm gonna pull you this way.
Yanking Jared closer to us.
Yeah. We should just all sit on the couch
and be just like snuggled yeah. up. Yeah. Make it easy. Yeah.
Christmas
just
time.
Santa Claus.
Someone in the middle looks back and forth.
I would like
thing.
A pony. Yeah. Do people ask for ponies still? Is that a thing?
Someone did ask for a pony, you know.
Really?
Yeah, recently.
What's like, the craziest recently? Thing a kid has asked you for? BJ plays Santa Claus, by the way, for those of you who
friend
don't know.
Of Santa.
Friend of Santa Claus. You know, generally it's all pretty tame and pretty
I
good.
I want an iPhone X and an Xbox there, One Plus.
And a Nintendo there's a Switch.
Lot, yeah, there's a lot. Nintendo Switch is popular.
It's all electronics.
And, I want an iPad.
And yeah, it is rough, especially when they ask for a bunch of stuff that's expensive, and you're like,
come on,
like, Santa's gonna bring you a sticker book.
Yeah,
you're gonna get an RC race car, young man.
Now that's a cool gift, man.
It's a sick gift. Yeah. I got like, that when I was a kid.
Radio control car. I never had one.
Actually, no, it was the one I got for Christmas was a radio controlled motorcycle.
I had a monster.
Really?
Truck.
Yeah.
Did it have like training wheels to keep it upright?
No, it had like big. Fat tires.
And it was like weighted. So like once it got moving,
the little guy
up.
On top was weighted. So he would lean from one side to the other.
That's so cool.
That is
as
cool.
I lean away from the microphone.
I know, like, that it was sounded like that was he was driving his
van. And
it was impossible to drive though. That's the problem.
Like, oh really?
It was so hard to drive. Like for a 10-year-old.
I always saw this commercial for the one that had the super big tires and the body of the car was smaller. So if you ran, if it flipped over, you could still drive
it. Oh yeah. What was that called?
I always wanted it.
It was like super off-road vehicle thing. Like it would roll down the hill and then all of a sudden it would just get back up.
Because the body that held the engine was tiny. It was like a deck of cards basically. And it had like giant wheels on either side. So no matter what direction
it was always going to hit wheels.
It would always drive. Yeah. It looked so cool.
I asked for one of those too, but I already had like, so I had a car and then I had the motorcycle. My dad's like, you're not getting another remote control thing.
Santa's like, now Rich, you don't need another.
You've been a good boy, but not that good.
You get a sticker.
Donna, tell me you need another thing because.
What's the name of the pig?
I did not ask Donatello.
The name of the pig?
My Christmas presents.
Whatever you do.
Now you need to write a letter about Donatello the pig.
I think so. Oh, man. Speaking of songs, dang it. All right, we're going to do some songs. We're going to do some songs.
Right now?
Oh, you were going to write a thing. Huh?
Yeah. Well, not right this moment, just because we're recording now.
Right.
But
7.5 to 8 minutes in.
Yep. But we're gonna record a song. Maybe we'll do it live as part of the episode.
Ooh,
do it live.
I like that.
Yeah. You know, and then we'll get an extra thing for the guitar, and we'll just have fun.
That's what we do. Fun. That's what so, I got. I got nice. All the stuff.
Boom boom.
But let's start.
Let's do that.
Life's a binge.
Right?
Yes.
What was your question? I didn't hear your question.
I did it anyway.
Please keep that exactly
Jared,
the way
he
will.
Jared leaped. He leapt.
That's happening.
He's like, come on, everybody. We're jumping.
Let's do
Where would we? Okay.
Oh, boy. And as you know, after we do our intros, the first thing we do is we go into the Life's a Binge phone army. So let's do that right now.
Hey, phone army.
Life's a Binge. Phone Army.
Hey guys, it's Tony La Mesa.
Tony in La Mesa.
Long time listener, 15 time caller. Hey, I'm a little upset that you didn't believe my Christmas wishes were sincere last week, and I'd really be super duper angry, but I'm listening to Dominic the Donkey for the 4,000th time in the season, and it's impossible to... I love this freaking song.
He loves that freaking song. Okay.
Now,
did he know we were talking about Dominic the Donkey? Or that's a different one.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
the same song.
He knows. He has the wrong version though. He's got to get the wrong. Sorry. I was just going to go into the next one. Go ahead.
Okay. What was I going to say? It sounded like it said, "Time to make the donuts." Is that in the song?
No.
Okay. Then okay.
You know it's also in there. Donatello the pig name.
Why you not telling me the name of the pig? I'm telling you, it's a Donatello.
Stupid.
That's super stupid.
Here we go. Next one.
Army.
He likes to hear his own voice, so you know
Who doesn't?
We allow it.
Clearly, sure. We all like that.
We allow it.
We wouldn't be here if we didn't like the sound of our own voices.
I don't necessarily like the sound of my voice, but I want to impose it upon other people and listen to my opinion.
You're like Louis C.K.,
man. My way of forcing. Yeah. I just lock myself in.
You're going to listen to me talk.
And now my penis is out.
Vocally. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like.
Yeah, vocally.
Right. Strictly vocal.
Not really, guys.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. I'm just going to talk to you for a little while.
We're all on it. We know what you're talking
about. My audio penis is out.
Would that be the A-peen as opposed to the E-peen? That's a little internet joke.
We're off the rails already. It's fantastic. This is what happens when you get up at 5 a.m. Here we go.
Tony in La Mesa.
Tony La Mesa, long-time listener, 16-time caller. At the beginning of the show last time, DJ started to say while we were going to get together, it's the harmonics of Donkey, man. I just freaking love this song. Anyway, he won the loser's pool, and he started to tell that story, and surprise, he got sidetracked and forgot. So congratulations on BJ being the biggest loser this football season. Congratulations. You are more loser than anyone else.
At least the second time I've won the loser pool, too.
Oh.
So
what's the loser pool?
Yeah,
every week you pick a team that you think is going to lose.
Oh, gotcha.
And then, but you can only pick that team once in a season.
Right. Oh, so you just can't say Cleveland.
We used to call
every
it like
week.
A suicide pool.
Yep, I'm sure it's the same deal. Thing.
Same concept. Gotcha.
We used to play Kill the Man with the Ball, but when we got to the East Coast, they called it something else. The Queer.
Yes.
You know, so.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, I never understood that. But anyway.
So you won the loser pool.
Won the loser pool, $250.
They called it that in Oakland, too.
The loser pool?
No,
Spear of the Queer. But in Chicago, it was Kill the Man with the Ball. And then.
Which is appropriate and accurate.
Which is much more accurate.
And then, I guess the homophobia hadn't, like, sunk into the south side of Chicago yet. So.
Let's let Tony listen to his own voice more.
And also, Jared, I'm glad to see that the years brought you back to your racist ways. I take lightly right now because I just freaking love the song. But you're talking about the famous black guy in some movie, and you go through all the black guys you can think of off the top of your head, which are the same three black guys you think of for every movie, when there was really no black guy in the movie.
You sure you want to play this?
Get your racist head out of your racist ass. All right, Happy New Year. Unless this airs next Monday, then Merry Christmas from me and Dominic the Donkey. I'm going to play you out.
No, you're not. I paused that. Put the kibosh on that. Because you were talking about the Tom Cruise
what
movie.
What movie?
You were talking about the Tom Cruise movie. Now I forgot the name of the movie again.
Oh, about the
Edge
you
of
get
Tomorrow.
To relive the day.
Edge
relive
of Tomorrow.
Because I couldn't remember the name either.
I love Edge of Tomorrow.
And I thought, one of the generals was played by a black guy. And I was like, oh, with the famous black guy. And BJ's like, nope.
Nope.
And I was like, no, I swear. Like, Morgan Freeman? He's like, nope.
Nope.
And I was like, no, Lawrence Fishburne? Nope. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm wrong.
I just saw.
Well, if it wasn't those two, then clearly there's not a black guy.
Yeah, but apparently I'm racist for saying
it's
two actors'
really,
names.
You really wanted there to be a prevalent African American.
He should have been there. He should have been in charge.
Which
like
I never use that word. I don't know why I'm using it.
African American.
Right, I never say that, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know, maybe we should introduce our guests.
Oh.
So,
well, we haven't finished the stupid voicemails yet.
Finish the thing. So
there's two more.
Okay.
Because Tony is a...
I'm just saying, because I might forget once these are over.
I won't.
So, okay.
Who I am?
I know what I'm doing.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's a prevalent African American.
Well, then, he's either him or the other guy.
There's only two
of them, so...
Yeah.
I'm glad to be amongst that collection, honestly.
Okay, here we go.
Tony in La Mesa.
Hey, guys. Tony in La Mesa, long-time listener, 16-time caller.
17.
One more little nit to pick. There's nothing worse than when people would say about the Hulk, how come when he turns into the Hulk, he still has his pants on? And then, Jared, your desire to see Superman's pee-pee, and you were angry because when he emerged, everything came off but his pants. It's pretty childish and not in a good way. So, come on, man. You're better than that.
What?
Well, dang it. I want to be mad, but I can't. La, 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 la.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
So he's referencing that I got real mad in Justice League when Superman. Have you seen Justice League?
I have, yeah.
Okay. So slight spoiler alert if you haven't seen it and you didn't listen to last week's episode.
Very slight.
Superman comes back to life. They rebirth him in like this little like whatever.
The Kryptonian bursting.
And when he bursts out of it, he bursts out of all of his clothes except for his pants. Right. And I'm like, come on.
Like how Hulk like of him to do that.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but I was like, if he's going to burst out of this thing and his clothes are going to rip off.
I mean, it's Superman. That's the pants so should be the first thing to go.
So honestly. Apparently Tony thinks that me saying that I want to see Superman's wee wee. But that's because Tony's a dick and he likes picking on me.
No, you know what the story is.
He likes picking on me. No, he's a jerk.
He's in love with you. Come on.
He's like kicking me in the shins on the playground.
Like he's pulling chairs.
He's putting your pigtails in the inkwell. Yeah, he's dipping them in the inkwell because he...
Wait, well, dipping him in the inkwell?
BJ's 900 years old.
What? Does your car have insurance against dinosaur stampedes too?
You heard him dipping your pigtails in the inkwell.
Back in my day.
That's so funny. You know, at a certain point, there's going to be like references that you have or are aware of.
I know.
Like another
I'm already preparing myself. Yep,
another
for
generation would be like, right. What? What do you mean? Yeah. I've never heard of Jay-Z.
That's fantastic.
Like, well, shit.
Okay. We do have another one from a voicemail from Mike Biz, but we're going to play that one later because it has to do with our topic. And
okay. You already listened to it?
Yeah. It was lengthy. And so I was like, I want to
save it
preview
for
this one.
Okay.
But yeah, it's on the topic that we're going to talk about with our guest, prevalent African-American.
Astute.
Nobody says that.
I prefer astute young African-American.
Oh, sorry. Rich Soublé.
Hey, Rich.
Back again.
Thank you.
Now,
for
is this only
me.
The second time?
Yeah. This is the second time.
This
yeah.
is not good enough.
It's not enough times.
It's not.
I'm telling you, man. I'm happy to be here whenever you want.
Good. Well, it'll happen again. So I'm kind of kicking myself that it's like this is only the second time.
He's not actually kicking himself.
He's trying, but there's headphones sitting on his knee.
No, trust me. I made an effort. You might not have noticed it, but I had to walk around the zoo tonight. So
there you go.
I actually reached out to BJ because I saw this movie earlier in the week, and I was like, well, they're gonna talk about it. I have so many things to say about this movie.
Good.
So first and foremost, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, stop listening. Obviously, you saw the title of this episode is Star Wars Episode 8, and so that's what we are going to talk about at length, and probably spoil the shit out of it.
The other ones. Absolutely. Don't even listen if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you just come
wait.
Back to it. Come back later.
Yeah. It'll be here. We'll be here.
Yeah.
You go away, go watch it, and then come back and listen.
But spoiler alert, and I'm not going to say that
My
anymore.
Lovely fiance has not seen it yet, and so she's in the
other
room.
She's with literally
headphones
hiding
on.
In the other room.
Yes, so...
First, did you like it? Did you hate it? Were you in the middle?
I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
First of all, I saw it at Ultra Star, which is becoming.
You saw it today.
I saw it today. Yeah.
I saw it at Ultra Star too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I did.
That's becoming my jam.
I love that theater.
Yeah. Like those seats are great.
Did you fall asleep in this one?
Only a little bit during the really boring part.
For real fall asleep?
Just a little bit during this one part.
Was it Cantabite?
So it was like
or?
No, it was when Rey is talking to trying to convince Luke to come back, and they have a talk about stuff, and it gets a little bit boring.
He gets a little bit.
A little drag. But you know what? For the moment, but, you know, I came right back.
2 hours and 37 minutes.
It's long. It's very long.
It's
and
a long
I came,
movie. Yeah.
I came back to life like after that, and I was like, it kept my attention. Far more than Justice League did.
Sure.
Sorry to say, Justice League.
Ooh,
I'm just surprised you fell asleep. But anyway.
Have you met me?
I know.
I was going to say.
At least you weren't texting or making food. Or,
No. I was paying attention. And then it got a little boring. And then I'm like,
So my two sentence views on the movie is I really liked it and it was not at all what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Interesting.
Because I thought. I mean, we talked about it last week.
We did, and I was thinking about that.
Where we, guessed or put our speculations out there, what we thought was going to happen. And we both kind of thought, since Force Awakens was very, similar to New Hope, we thought this one was kind of same tone, same similarities
and
of, Empire, kind of.
Yeah.
But, from the very beginning, where it's, no time has passed, at least for Rey.
Right.
we don't know how much time has passed for Finn and
Poe. So it literally picks up like right where at the end where she's like right there in front of him.
Ray's story.
Meeting him for the first time.
But we don't know how long like General Leia and Poe.
I'd have to watch it a second time.
Yeah, right. That's what I was curious about. Yeah, I was curious. Like, I was like, okay, so clearly
some time has passed. Yeah, maybe not though, because like,
but her time at that island with Luke. Like,
it's instant.
It's like right then. Yes. Yeah. But all that stuff happens before that. They cut to that. So I'm like, is that what's happening live? Like at the moment?
I'm feeling like that was like we're flashing back to where Rey is. And then she like catches up with them in time at some point.
You know what? I'll have to see it again. Yeah. Because I'm not 100%
I'd have to see it
sure.
a second time to be 100%
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Well, and I want to see it a second time just so I can start to actually dissect it. Because like I was just watching it with like wide eyes, like okay, oh my god, yeah. But from right when she hands in the lightsaber, because at the end of Force Awakens, you're like, holy
it's this big
shit,
epic.
He hands in the thing and he's gonna take it and be like, ah,
circular helicopter shot,
right?
Epic island.
And from the moment that this movie begins, she hands him the thing and he takes it and you're like, and then he just chucks it over his shoulder, and you're like, what? And, like, from that moment, it was just like, I know nothing of what they're going to do with this movie.
That's, yeah. Like, same way. I'm like, this is not the Star Wars that I watched over and over on VHS.
Right.
Obviously.
I was like, I know nothing.
Okay. Let's just keep an open mind and see where they go.
And that's my thing. Like, I've heard people complain and hate and like, oh, it's terrible. I can't believe it.
This isn't Luke Skywalker.
Right. I haven't heard that.
And like, people are outraged at this film.
I started reading about it like after I saw it. Because I do like, now I do total media blackout for any movie that I'm really hyped for. I don't watch anything other than the first teaser.
Yeah,
I don't
smart.
Read reviews. I don't listen to critics.
Yep.
Anything. If you're listening to this right now and you haven't seen it, like turn it off seriously right now.
No, for real.
Like just go in with a fresh mind and be willing to accept whatever they give you.
But it completely was like, okay, he's not going to be epic Luke Skywalker that I was hoping for.
Yeah, this isn't the guy
that what were you hoping? Like, you were hoping that
I was hoping he'd be like, oh, my lightsaber. Like, this was my dad.
This is significant
to
me
the ways
in some way.
Of everything.
Right.
Like, and it was not that at all. And it not only set my expectations of this isn't the movie I thought it was going to be, it was also a very, I guess, hokey kind of a joke where it's like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
But it worked for me. Like all the cheesy, corny humor. Like there's a lot of weird humor in this movie.
Because you could take that, you could take it as a joke, or you could take it as, I don't need this. Like this isn't relevant.
Right.
Why would you bring me this?
That's kind of how I saw it. I was like, we're beyond lightsabers. That's what I thought when he was like, threw it away. He was like, I'm beyond lightsabers.
I was just like, no, and this guy's clearly, a dick. Like, I know.
Yeah.
Man,
we'll get to that. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh god, I freaking loved it. Like, there's some things like the humor in it. I was like, this is a little too much of these like corny kind of jokes and like.
So, I looked at it. I'm trying to look at this in the same way that somebody like my age would have looked at going to see A New Hope or going to see Empire for the first time.
Correct.
And when I go back and I watch those movies, there are parts of those movies that are really weird.
Yeah,
like really.
What are you thinking of? Like what?
I'm thinking of, well, specifically right now, I'm thinking of Luke Skywalker drinking green milk straight from the alien cow.
Okay, now that was
that
weird.
That was weird. That was really weird. But then I also think of,
for some reason, I thought you meant like an old.
But I also think of Salacious Crumb in Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Do we need that? Like, probably not, but
yeah.
It's weird and
but
it's
Jedi
there.
But
Jedi
has the Ewoks and, right.
Jedi's a little
but
special.
Like, you take a look at, like, the cantina scene with, what's her name?
Exactly.
Snoodles, the singer with, like, the big long mouth and,
yeah.
like,
right.
It's hokey, but
it's weird
great.
Stuff.
Yeah. But Luke drinking that green milk was the bomb.
I thought it was, it's him, like, literally looking at the screen, like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, because
I'm drinking
like
straight from the titty.
Because it was like he was trying to show her like, this is who I am.
Yeah, because he's like, looking at her while he drinks
here,
it.
He's like, I came here to get rid of everything and I don't want to be involved. And literally you're talking to a weirdo hermit that like I come down here and I drink weird walrus milk. Yeah. Like
this is me taking after my first master.
I'm a desert hermit now. But see, that's where like the
put on an island.
That's where like the parallels kind of come in for me. Where I was like, he is totally like Yoda-ing her.
Yeah, yeah, totally. He is.
Where
yeah.
like when he shows up at Dagobah, he's like, yeah. I'm looking for this Jedi Master. And Yoda's just like,
I'm going to bat you in the head.
And you're like,
put away your weapon.
And it's like, and he's like, get out of here, you creepy little dwarf guy. Like, I'm yeah. looking for this epic Jedi. Yeah. And Yoda, it's him the whole time. Where it's different because Rey knows that Luke is like the greatest.
It's, and it's hammering home the, not that like the rewriting of our viewpoint of like the Jedi and the Sith right. and all this stuff. It's like, look, we're just people. Mm-hmm. Like, and we're like, I happen to use the Force and like, I can do these things, but
right.
like, I'm just a guy and I tried some stuff and I kind of messed up and it didn't go well. So I ran away and like, it's, I'm not perfect. I'm not this legend that you built up in your head.
But and he, they hammer but see, that he again. Was though. Like that's the reason he is because especially if you know any of the like kind of backstory yeah. or lore or canon from Star Wars, which apparently is Disney's like none of that counts anymore.
But even without that, he's still he looks
Skywalker. But yeah, right? he's literally like as far as like the lore of Star Wars goes, he's supposed to be like the most epic Jedi of all time.
And they hammer this home throughout the movie where, and this is the same you know, with real life is that stories grow larger than they actually are.
Right.
Once they're told and retold and retold, like when we first meet Rose and she meets Finn. She thinks he's this epic resistance hero.
Right.
And he's like, no. Yeah, sure. I'm a resistance hero.
Speaking of, did we like the new characters? Did we like
Rose? Now, if I'm not mistaken, she's local. Like, she's a
San Diego?
Yeah. Like, oh. San Diego person, like, teaches like a class around here or something.
Really?
Because yeah. I saw in the local news
cool.
people going to that, and they were like, that's oh, awesome. Our friend is Heroes. In this movie. And yeah.
That's awesome. I liked her.
I liked her.
I yeah. didn't necessarily like that they tried to add a love story there.
Kinda see, out I don't of
know
where.
See, I don't know if it's like adding a love story though. I think
well,
it's
she
more,
clearly is infatuated with Finn.
I think it's more hero worship at that point.
Maybe
it's
so.
Like, I've met this hero, and then I get to go on an adventure with him.
Maybe
and I get to save him, or like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't. But, I don't. It, they maybe they will do that, but that's not
he
what
is,
I got.
It's all about. Rey and Finn.
Oh yeah,
like they are
for him anyway.
Well, her right. too, because like at the very end when they like hug,
true, yeah,
and
yeah.
like it, right. it like what's his name? Rain. What's the director's name? Rain.
Ryan. Ryan Johnson.
Rain. Ryan Johnson.
Rian.
Yeah.
Leanne Rimes. No.
Well, like he held that shot like on like yeah. her face, yeah, like yeah. in perfect like. Happy contentness yeah. wrapped up in Finn's arms true. At the end. I was like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely made me think. I was mm-hmm. like, well, no, is this going to be the thing? Like the.
But they also make you think like her and Kylo maybe have a thing, like yeah. kind of. But then, oh, jeez, man, like I can't. My brain is just exploding with everything that I saw.
With his convenient shirtless.
Well, right. She's, well, dude, that, and that was cut. A funny joke,
he was
too.
Cut
she's
up.
Like, could you put a towel me. On or
yeah.
something?
Yeah.
God.
I love
dang.
That. I thought it was great.
Well, and so that just is a whole nother thing. Like we're seeing aspects of the Force that we haven't seen before.
Which I'm totally okay with.
Right.
And I dug that yeah. whole thing. Like, that entire, like, sequence.
The, like, connection and stuff?
Yeah, that they would, like, oh, turn yeah. and, like, see each other.
Right.
And the way they did it with the audio as well. Like, all of a sudden, you're,
yeah.
you're oh,
oh yeah.
hello,
you're
how
in
are
there
you?
With
blah,
them.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
The audio,
I
yeah.
almost would have wished that we would have seen what they were actually seeing, if that makes any sense.
Good job.
Because like
yeah.
because she could see him and all his whatever, and like she even made a joke about that, you know, put a cowl on or whatever, yeah. And she's like, I can see, or he,
well, he
even
said,
like,
I can see you, but I can't
but
see
I
where
can't
you are.
See where you are. So it would have yeah. been cool if like if it would have like shown her with like blurred background or something.
But there's a
or,
scene, yeah, maybe so, maybe
you know,
so.
Just some sort of effect. But I get that they weren't trying to use that many effects in this yeah. movie.
But like she's there, and then Luke comes from behind, and then he kind of looks off like he sees him.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And so yeah. He's seeing stuff. Like,
well, and see, Snoke says like I was the one using. You know, trying to use you against each other or whatever, yeah. but maybe it was Luke, or maybe you know what I mean. So, because Luke can obviously see what's going on too.
This is one of those other things that I pulled from the movie is that even the people who are strong in the Force and who use the Force don't really know everything about it,
right? Absolutely.
And this is sort of like the seed was planted way back in that which shall not be named, like the prequels. When Mace Windu like throws out there, is like, oh, should we tell people that our ability to use the Force is diminished? And Yoda's like, nah, I'll skip that under wraps. I'm
right.
like, oh snap, like,
yeah,
there's stuff that they don't really know, and it kind of comes back again full circle in their sort of recreation of the Empire scene when, or not the Jedi scene, sorry,
yeah,
when Rey and Kylo are going up the elevator.
Oh yeah,
and they're having, oh, you're going to turn. No, you're going to turn. It's like, well, I've seen you. Well, I've seen you.
That was great, because right? I was like, ooh.
Well, who's seen what?
Yeah, who's like, seen the truth?
They've both seen the future.
Yeah.
But then the scene plays out, and it's like, if they both saw just a snippet of that scene, like right. if she only saw him kill Snoke, or if he only saw the two of them fighting together, then yeah, they would both think, oh, you totally come to my
right.
side.
Right, you helped, right.
And it's like, wow, like they're not as all-seeing as they think they are.
And like, there's so many like twists and turns I don't want to get into that yet. But so we kind of very briefly mentioned Rose, but I liked her character. I liked her introduction with her sister and like the intro scene, which was weird though because like bombs in space. Like,
well, I mean, this is Star Wars,
right? But I loved that scene.
Physics in space.
I loved that
scene. That was a good scene.
It was filled with good drama,
and I liked
everything.
I liked the visuals of the bombardiers and the bombs falling.
Well, and like, and it introduced you to like Poe trying to be like superhero and like I can do everything, and Leia like you need to chill. Like,
okay, so like. I saw the other movie.
Yes.
But I barely remember Poe. Like, I know he was a big member of part of the thing.
I mean,
but
not
like,
really outside of the... You
was
really
he,
only
was
see
he that
him,
big? Was he a big part of the thing?
You only see him, like, he was in the first scene.
He's at the beginning when he helps Finn escape.
Yeah, and he helps Finn escape.
And,
well, and he comes back at the end when the...
So he's
the
not
cool
that
X-wing.
Present in the first
he's
movie.
He's pretty present.
And you
part
do
of me was
see
like,
that he's
oh
an
boy,
amazing pilot,
I don't remember that he was, you know, a major player. And, like, and what's his relationship to Leia? Do we know that?
He's a captain and she's a general.
But it's not more than that? Because it kind of seems to be hinting that like he's maybe related to her, has a connection to her in a way.
I think they just understand each other and they both are fighting for the same thing. And so they're in this like...
He has his way of doing it and she has the much more experienced her way of doing it.
Right. Speaking of Leia, I thought they were going to kill her because unfortunately Carrie Fisher died.
Right.
And then when she gets blasted out of the thing...
Dead. She's
I
dead.
Thought she was dead.
So,
and that's a big. This is a big controversy too.
So
people hate that part of the movie.
I like the concept of it, but the execution, like watching it, I'm like, this doesn't look great.
Right.
Yeah, so sure, just all of a sudden, like I can float through the space and I can survive this, and then get to the.
I don't mind the
door.
Idea of it because she's a Skywalker. Like,
well,
we know that.
Right. Well, and also she's pretty much dead. Not really dead, but she's. Unconscious. I don't think she actively decided I am going to force myself into the ship.
I got that.
I think the force was like, we're not done with you yet.
This is a reflex.
We're going. Yeah, she's automatically tapping into it subconsciously because she's unconscious.
Yeah,
and like that's how she got back in.
And
the
in
ship.
That way of thinking, I think I'm fine with it.
Right.
But just the execution.
It did
of
look
kind of
hokey dokey. Yeah.
Her kind of floating in and kind of...
Well, just the whole... And it was clearly CG'd and, like, everything. It's like, okay. But, she survived the whole movie, which was interesting to me.
Right. Well, they had already wrapped before...
I know, but, like... Died,
right? You thought they would have just...
I thought they maybe would have gotten...
They had wrapped this movie, so she died during the filming of this movie.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
She died during the filming of...
The next movie.
Right. Okay.
So they had everything from her for this. And I could see now, you know, once you get through the movie, like, well, they can't just take her out in the middle because she still has other stuff to do.
So right. So I'm assuming, because that's funny, because that's in my brain while I'm watching. And I'm like, well, at some point they're going to write in her being gone because she's gone.
Right.
And so I'm curious. And I thought it was going to happen during this movie, but it didn't.
I think it was obviously very unexpected because... The next movie was supposed to be her movie.
Right.
Like,
oh, really?
Force Awakens is Han's movie, kind of. And
interesting.
This is Luke's movie, kind of. And the next one was supposed to be her movie.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they're going to go. But I mean, I'm super curious.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
I'm excited for it.
And Luke, we're kind of jumping around.
Oh, that's what happens.
But
because like my brain is just chock-a-block full of stuff.
And so Luke pulls Obi-Wan, right?
What do you mean?
It dematerializes, like...
More Yoda.
At the end.
But yes.
A little bit of both.
Yeah,
a little bit of A, a little bit of B.
Yoda.
Yeah.
Dude, that scene at the end.
So I've... Bitch. And this is where there's controversy here, too. Like, Luke didn't go out like a... Like, should have gone out like a badass. I'm like, what's more badass than projecting a Force ghost
across the galaxy?
Just to dick with your student. Like, I thought that was awesome.
That was badass.
Well,
that was
like,
really badass.
I knew something was up, but not really. But I was like, who's in charge of continuity in this shit ass movie? Like, when Luke showed up there,
yeah.
I was like, I was like, he has the lightsaber that got shattered in half.
Yeah.
And what the fuck, continuity?
And why doesn't he have his suddenly all nice and neat? All
right, I was so younger. I was so pissed. I was like, who's it? And I was like,
sorry, I'll be sitting back here. I'm just gonna watch the movie.
But it's interesting that he chose to project himself with Anakin slash his saber.
I want to go back and obviously I want to watch this again, but there's a little moment between him and 3PO, like when he walks out and he kind of winks at C-3PO.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wondering, like, does 3PO know?
Right.
Like, does he know that he's not really there?
Maybe.
He says Master Luke, like, when he walks by. So he kind of references.
In kind of a strange way, though. Like,
Master Luke?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, he's playing along.
But he gives Leia the dice, Han's dice.
And she leaves them.
And then they deem it. But she had them. But
right.
Did he transport? Obviously, he didn't transport the physical object.
No.
But she had them. And then they dematerialized as well.
So I was thinking that if they were real,
in Kylo Ren's hands.
She would have taken them with her. So maybe she also knew that he wasn't there. Because, I mean, they're connected.
Like, right.
She should know.
Right. God, there's so much in this movie. Yeah.
2.5 hours.
I do want to talk a bit about did we like Kylo Ren in this movie?
You know what? I think Adam Driver is a fucking
phenomenal actor.
Yeah, he is fantastic.
I agree completely.
He is just it draws you in. Like, he is like, you want to watch every single thing he does, and I gotta say that, like, almost everything I've seen him in, he's a really, like, talented, good. And has a certain quality that you just can't teach, I think, about him that's fantastic to watch on screen.
I love/hate that he got rid of the mask. Because it was, and I think they did it on purpose in the beginning of this movie when he's in the mask, it's like and I'm like, I can understand you in The Force Awakens, and I have no idea what you just said, guy. Like, no clue. And Snoke's like, take that stupid thing off. And he's like, okay. And, like,
yeah, this is stupid.
And then he goes and destroys it. And, like, stupid trailers, man. Like, I'm happy that you didn't watch the trailers.
Yeah.
Because
was that in the trailer?
The destroyed mask was in the trailer, but I thought it was, like, Vader's again or something. Like, they made it very
and
like
it was somebody else's.
They made so many moments look like they were moments that weren't really moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were like, he's gonna kill Leia, and, like, that's what you thought in the trailers,
because
like they showed, like, when he's about to pull the trigger at that moment, and then, like, they showed her face reacting to something totally different,
of course,
but, like, it looked like she was like, I sense my impending doom, like, in the trailer. And it's like, he's gonna kill his mom. Like,
I thought that obviously in the moment while watching the movie, like,
but then he didn't,
he's gonna do it, and then he didn't.
But so that's, like, where it brings up the whole Force Awakens, like, did he actually kill Han, or did Han kill himself?
He did. He got him with the sword, right?
But they were both touching it.
He was holding it.
They're both
holding
it.
And then Han grabs it.
Yeah.
And then
they don't really show. It's like,
you don't really see it.
And then he gets blasted.
Yeah. I think he did, honestly. I do, but I see why.
I think so.
Because he talks about it
now,
in this movie.
Now I think he did.
Yeah.
Because you think he's gonna turn good, and then you know he's double crossing, and then you're like, no, he's gonna turn good.
He doesn't even say, well, I killed my dad, didn't I? Like, I'm
right.
Totally bad.
Well, he also says a bunch of bull crap, like, Ray's parents is like, yeah, they were a bunch of junkers and they left you in the end. And it's like, well, is that really true? Or, like,
we don't know.
Is that just what you're saying to her to try and manipulate her?
I hope it is true.
That she's
they set you up for that reveal.
I hope she's nobody.
And then they don't come through. That's
right.
That was pretty good. That was a good way to, like, leave me hanging on. Like, you're like, here it comes. And then, like, it's her. Like, you mother.
But they did the same thing in Empire when you're like, oh, Luke's he's in the hole, and he's going on his weirdo vision trip where he's exploring the dark side of the forest.
He pulls off the dark Vader's mask and it's his face.
So it's like that seeing, like, what happens in, like, the when you're exploring the Force, because it's like, it's not a power, it's literally the thing. And so, like, when she's down there exploring and, like, the whole, like, snapping.
She's like,
I was like,
this is the
coolest fucking scene. Yeah, like,
that was enjoyable.
Like, this is
and you
bizarre,
could see her, like, almost
like
timing herself to, like, make sure that she's in line with this thing.
It was cool.
Like,
I dug that scene a lot. I thought it was cool. But back to Kylo, like, I freaking, as soon as he got rid of the mask, I was like, oh man, you're not as imposing or scary.
Yeah.
Like, obviously. But it allowed him to be good at acting.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Because,
yeah,
like, Vader is scary. Because he does so creepy, much with his face. But so much little nuances, yeah, and stuff. And, like,
you know what's funny, too, is, like, Darth Vader's character, I don't know about you, but, like, when they take his mask off at right, three, I think it is, like, in the first
you kind
three,
of, yes, you see his, like, getting loses, the helmet on in the second one.
Like, for me, like, I remember still thinking that, and, like, I think it now, that the character loses something. Like,
right, it's like, what's they say that in Chasing Amy? Is they reveal Vader's mask. It's a crusty old white man.
Right. Yeah, it's not.
They's trying to say that deep down we all wants to be white. Well, isn't that true? But it does. It takes away some of his mystique.
Yeah, and because, you know, you have James Earl Jones' voice and this right, this face that never changes and yeah, and is always doom and gloom and. And it keeps a certain mindset, and then, mm-hmm, then once you reveal it, it's not the same. So I enjoyed like seeing Adam Driver's face and seeing him act, and he's good. Yeah, he's very good.
So good, yeah.
And their little connection, and like both of them trying to turn one another.
Yep, that was all good.
And like you thought it was gonna happen, and like.
And then he doubles down.
Maybe it did happen. I mean, like, because
he doesn't turn.
He doesn't.
Well,
he doubled down on
it.
He's like, join. He literally pulls a Vader. Yeah, join me, and we will rule the galaxy together.
Right. I don't know.
She's like, no. I told you no from the beginning.
I said that already. Yeah. I'd rather not, actually.
Yeah. No thanks. What did we think of Snoke? Because he was teased in Force Awakens, and you're like, this guy's going to be epic. Yeah. And then you see him, and he is crazy epic and like super powerful and strong. And then he's gone.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And then he's dead.
He's kind of like,
and we didn't get any.
He's kind of like, what's
we didn't
his
get any backstory.
Who's
we didn't
the
get
badass?
Any setup,
but this goes along with that other point of that, like these awesome, amazing Force users thinking that they're the best, right, and I can see everything. And then, oops, you didn't see everything.
Well, he saw exactly what was happening.
Yeah,
just not
the way he thought he saw
the way
it.
He saw it. Right.
And I loved it.
Who was the badass in the middle three ones that everyone hated? But who with the face?
Emperor Palpatine?
Nope. Who ends up getting killed by Obi-Wan, gets cut in half.
Darth Maul?
Darth Maul.
He's only in 5 minutes of the first movie.
Yeah, he's in the first
But he's than, so badass.
Wait, 5 minutes of actual screen time?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And like 3.5 of it is an epic lightsaber battle.
Yeah.
That was another.
I forgot what the point was about that.
My bad.
Hey, I interrupted you. No, I'm sure it's my bad, but that's
all. So, yeah, Snoke, there's no story there. There's no backstory.
Oh, that's the point was that, like, Darth Maul is set up to be this ultimate villain.
Right.
And then he's gone really quick. And then Snoke is a little Snape or Snake. What's his name?
Snoke.
Thank you.
Snape.
Not Snopes.
Spoiler alert. He kills Dumbledore.
To enrich your mind and snare the
not
senses.
Snape. not Sirius Black. As far as setting him up as such an epic villain,
right,
he does die kind of quick.
Yes.
That's badass. You almost thought that he was going to come back to life.
But then they show him like
look at this dead guy on the ground.
He's
zoom in on his face.
It's like tongue
hanging out. Like, nope, he's dead.
Here he comes. No, here he comes.
He's going to move.
But see, like, me, like, in my whiny me world, I'm like, how come we don't know who this guy is? Like, I want to know who he is and where he came from, how he became powerful and this and that. But at the same time, like, when you're watching Star Wars 4, 5, 6 or whatever, you're like, who's this emperor?
Boba
like,
Fett comes out of nowhere.
Why is this emperor in charge? Badass, he's in charge of the bad guys, and that's the end of it. So, like, you don't need it. Like, we want it because, like, they've enriched every other aspect of the stories.
Yeah.
And so we're like, who is that?
And we're
we don't need exposition for everything.
When
we
it
just
comes
want
to Star
it.
Wars, we have these, like, decades of, like, you know, extended universe, like, information and all this stuff, and, like, down to the detail of, like, when Jedi X built his lightsaber and what planet he was on and like how long it took him. And so you want all that
so
information.
So you want the exposition, but it's not needed. I'm like, Snoke's a badass. Like,
but it almost
badass.
Feels better when they don't give it to you.
Kinda.
It's like, nope.
Don't care about him anymore.
Because it's
dead.
Just like, sort of the overarching message of the movie is anybody could be a hero.
Right.
Anybody could be a villain.
Well, and the whole thing, forget nobody. The past thing. Like, forget the past. Like, we're doing something different. like literally say that in the movie. Forget
Yoda,
the past.
Yoda even says it to Luke. Always concentrated on the horizon you are. Never looking within yourself.
What did we think of Yoda? Did we like the fact that he was puppet Yoda again?
My favorite scene in the movie, I think. Well,
it was brief. Yeah. I mean, like,
I liked it a lot.
But I enjoyed him. I enjoyed him.
Apparently, force ghosts can touch
people. Can affect the physical world, yeah.
Clearly, I mean, because he does battle with Kylo Ren, I mean, like as Luke Skywalker does.
Well, that's so. He never touches him.
That's not a ghost.
What is he doing then?
He's projecting.
He's projecting himself.
But, right. But projecting himself in a way that's allowing him to...
Kinda, I guess.
Because there's like... Psh,
he never touches, though, right?
Do they never touch things?
No, he dodges
it. Because he dodges it in an amazing way. I'm like, wow, you're pretty spry for an old guy.
He does that
sweet little move where you're like, whoa, you still got it.
But like Yoda had it, too. Like he's flying around, you know.
True.
Count Dooku or
whatever. Which was probably the baddest part of all of those movies was like Yoda showing himself as like, I can kick ass.
But like at the end, when he's like all guns on, hit him now.
Everyone shoot that man.
And then he just walks out of it. I was like, what the fuck? Luke is epic.
Yeah, that's how I was thinking. Clearly, his force strong. It's so
like,
strong.
Holy shit.
What a great way to flip the script.
God, it was so good.
Because think of how everyone, and that's goes back to how the story's going to be told. Like, the story will be told, it's like he stood there and he took fire from the entire army and nothing happened.
Everything they had.
And everyone was like, whoa. Like, the kids at the end, whoa, that's so cool.
Luke was so cool.
You just walked right out. Yeah. Just walked out. No, not even a scratch.
He even telegraphs it, too. What do you expect me to do? Like, grab my laser sword and go fight the whole army?
Uh-huh.
And then he does.
And then he did, sort of. But, I forgot what I was going to say. There's so much to talk about in this film.
We were on Snoke.
Oh, okay. So the Snoke, when Snoke dies and they, quote, join forces.
Yeah.
That was a really cool fight scene,
yeah.
And there's no lightsaber on lightsaber, which it's another thing that people complain about. There's no lightsaber fight. It's not a lightsaber fight.
Uh-huh. Really? I hadn't heard that one.
My big complaint with that fight scene was like, did you guys forget? Or Kylo specifically, I was like, "Did you forget how to like force push people?"
Right.
It's almost like they toned down his badassness because like he's not really at the height of his game, or he can't really control his powers necessarily. Mm. But at the very beginning of Force Awakens, when he lands on the planet
frozen blaster.
You're like, holy shit, he just stopped
and it's effortless.
Like, God, and he just keeps it there without thinking about it. It's frozen until he's like, oh, that can go now.
I mean, he's definitely like more in control there and much more unhinged.
And he's
throughout
like,
this movie.
And he's like pushing people and choking people. And poor General Hex is just like beat to shit the whole movie. And like,
who's also a phenomenal actor, by the way.
Right, but they didn't give him anything in this movie.
They didn't really give him anything to do. Yeah, he was a punching bag.
Yeah. Who not? Hugs?
Hex?
I thought it was Hugs.
Hux?
Yeah.
Like H-U-X?
I thought it was H-U-G-G. I thought it was Hugs.
It's an X. It's Hux.
Like he's warm and cuddly.
Yeah, like that's what I thought. I was like,
General Hugs.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
That lovable First Order fascist.
Because like in Force Awakens, when they're about to use Starkiller Base and he gives that epic Nazi speech, you're like, holy shit, this guy is
crazy.
And then in this movie, he's like, get punched. And then when he's like, I would like to talk to Poe. And he's like, I'm holding for General Hux.
Yeah.
And like it was funny.
Can you hear me?
Is he there? I was like, come on, you're more of a badass than this to be like, ha ha.
I like the joke, but yeah,
I like
you're
the
right.
joke it's too, not... but I was like, this guy is not going to put up with that. Yeah. Like, from what we've seen in the previous movie, he's absolutely not going to put up with it. Mm. But I don't know why I brought him up. I don't remember.
General,
my brain is on overdrive
General
right
hugs.
Now.
General
yeah.
hugs. Fluffy hugs.
What's funny, because I thought that he had disrespected Kylo Ren in a way that's like, well, don't you know? Do they not? Does he not know that he's a badass?
Oh, he's Kylo.
Yeah, and then he's kind of like, excuse me, I'm in charge here. And
choke, force choke.
Like, oh shit, what was I forgot. How could you forget that?
I forgot they could do that.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
how do you forget that?
But that's the thing. He uses his force powers, but then when he's fighting all these like epic red cloak guards, he doesn't use force powers at all to do anything.
And I thought of that while I was watching it. And I was like, there's nothing about that right now. And then afterwards, I'm like, well, I mean, just a like, lot of the lightsaber
if he
battles.
If just would have thrown one, like, like one force push in there, I'd have been like, okay, like, at least he's doing it.
We really only see Vader do that, like, during a laser sword fight.
Yeah.
In Empire, when he's fighting Luke. Like, he's throwing stuff at him left and right.
Yeah, it's so good.
But in most of the other battles, none of them do that.
They do it in Phantom Menace, too. Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah.
Does
it.
He gets rid of battle droids and stuff while he's like lightsabering. Anyway.
And running at super speed, which they never do again.
I know.
Even though it would have come in real handy.
It's part of the force that. It's part of the force that we have never seen. And they're like, hey, we can do this too. The force can do this too. The force can do this too. Mm-hmm. So all that new stuff I'm okay with.
So I got a question.
Yes.
So. Sure. Was it Luke projecting himself for that extended period of time that caused him to die?
Yeah.
I think it was because he was done.
Like he'd used every bit up.
Yeah.
You know,
I think a little bit of both.
And he was like, he disconnected himself from the force.
He served his purpose.
And then he was like, he reconnected hard. Like went for it.
Yeah.
And then I think he used up so much of himself to save the tiny spark of resistance that was left.
Yeah.
That it was like, Rey now has a path that I've led her on.
Yeah.
And I've saved my sister and the resistance. And
this is all that I am good for.
I am done.
So like, I'm done.
Yeah. Huh. And he goes out like a fucking badass legend.
So awesome.
Except, and he sits there in this binary sunset, and they're just like, "This is the first time we saw
floating."
Him.
Like,
they're kind of beating you over the head with the sun setting.
It was so
like,
good,
a
though.
A little bit, like
it's a little heavy handed.
I love
like, sunsetting. I don't know if you noticed or not, but the sun's setting.
When is Star Wars not? When is Star Wars not heavy handed?
Like, it's always a little heavy. I fucking loved it, was great. Dude.
Yeah.
Golly,
it was cool. Now. There were a couple parts, only a couple parts, like small complaints, tiny complaints.
Sure, yeah.
When
the movie's not perfect.
No.
When Chewbacca is now friends with the little...
Chewbacca's in this movie?
He's friends with the little...
Isn't that kind of rude, though? Like, I'm going to go chase after your old friend. You just stay here in the ship, though.
Yeah.
Like, don't interact with us at all.
Yeah. It is a little weird. That is weird that he doesn't have a bigger role. But... The little cute things, because this was like...
The Porgs.
Oh, is that
that's
what they're called?
Porgs, okay. Yes.
Porgs, yeah. See, now that
and I learned
to me, that smacks of Ewoks, which are just kind of like tools
I learned
tools
a fun
of
fact
cuteness.
From my buddy's podcast. You know, my buddies have a podcast called Nerd On, the podcast. Check them out. They're fun.
Nerd On. Jessica was talking about that.
Apply directly to the forehead?
That. Was that you talking about it?
Yeah.
Not them?
Oh, yeah.
Not her?
Well, I brought it up. Yes.
Okay.
But anyway, I learned a fun fact from them. Those were created in the movie because there was puffins all over the mountains that they were filming on, and they didn't want to get rid of them because that would have taken more work than to cover them up. And so they created something to
cover. They just covered them. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's where they came from.
Kind of awesome, actually.
Yeah,
I could see that.
I like that.
I could see that.
Yeah.
But and then it's they funny, added more of them because obviously they're fucking
it's like we have
adorable
them now
and
they're
cute.
Super cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll sell plush toys forever.
Yeah. But that is part of when I watch it, my experience is like
marketing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I mean, I remember thinking that with the Ewoks back in the day. Like, I'm like, well, this is just a bunch of bullshit.
I feel the same way whenever I watch a new superhero movie. It's like I have a new suit. This movie, I'm like, of course you do, because we need to sell new toys.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's a complaint for me. Is like Chewie didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I was like, Chewie's...
Did they think that he did too much in Force Awakens?
Well, what
like, in the backseat?
What I took away from it was, like, Force Awakens was supposed to be Star Wars to get the new generation into Star Wars, which is why it was so very similar to New Hope and, like, whatever. But it also was chock full of nostalgia for us old fogies that wanted to see the real stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're getting rid of it to make way for the new.
Quite clearly, and right. to BJ's point earlier, beating you over the head with it throughout this movie.
Right. Like, and yeah. so maybe they're just like, you know, we gave you Chewie, we gave you Han.
Yeah. Here's what you wanted to see.
And, so. But now it's like he doesn't need to be there because now we have a Poe and we have a Finn and yeah. we have a Rey. And mm-hmm. these are the new people that we're trying to introduce you to. So maybe Chewie doesn't need to be epic.
Care about these people.
I'm still not sold on Poe. Like, I like him, but I'm not sold on Finn. I'm like,
I love Finn.
Yeah, he's very, yeah. he's like really embedded, I think, yep. like in your story watching.
It's
yeah, like,
Finn is our Winston, and not just because he's a black guy, but because Finn is a very real person in this. He's like, I was taken from my family at a very young age. Mm-hmm. I was raised to be a stormtrooper. I don't want to do that. I'm going to bail.
Yep.
Things get tough. Nope. I'm just out for me, man. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to save my life and my friend's life, right. so wherever she is.
When Rose. Like saves him.
I thought he was gonna die too. I thought he was gonna
knock this cannon out, and then that's gonna be the end of it.
I was so mad. I was like, oh, but I was also like, it's epic that he's doing it. But okay. I was like, no, so
what am I gonna dress up as next year for Comic Con? Right.
Clearly, Winston.
Yeah, yeah. I have. Yeah. Do you think I don't have a Ghostbuster outfit in my closet, Jared?
Something with a mask.
I absolutely do. But it says Sublet on it, not Zedmore.
Right.
So when Rose saves him,
yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. and then he kind of like wakes her up.
Right.
Her death kind of was like a little bit like meh.
She's not dead.
Is she dead? She's not dead.
No. She's dead.
Nope.
No.
Not dead.
She fucking passes out and dies. Like, no, right?
Passes out and then they carry her inside and then they start working on her and she's not dead.
I guess I didn't follow that all the way.
Because at the end, when they're like figuring out what they're going to do, he's over there like tucking her in, making sure she's okay. That's right, and Rey looks longingly and like, Finn, I'm
jealous. Why are you there with that other woman?
Right.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't miss. You know what's amazing is I didn't go to the bathroom once this whole time. I held it the whole time.
Yes.
But I was like, well, that was a little disappointing death. Because she's kind of like, I did it to save you. And kisses him and like in a kind of a weird.
It was a one-sided thing.
It was
weird.
I felt like he wasn't reciprocating.
No, he wasn't at all.
It was weird. And then she's like, Matt. And I'm like,
but she also said one of the greatest things of all time. And it's like, we don't fight. What was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
The way we win is by saving the things we love, right. not by fighting the things we hate,
but by saving the things we love. I was like, oh, yes. Good luck.
No, there were a lot of like.
Yes.
Yeah. And not only that, clearly there's like some like political, local, I mean, current political.
Sure.
Feelings being expressed, I think, absolutely. Through the whole thing.
Oh, man, and I thought that was a bit over the top.
A little bit.
That part?
No, just like
some of the themes, like
Laura Dern, I didn't think was needed in this movie at all.
The Dern.
It was kind of weird.
I don't think that character was necessary. I think
she wasn't. This is brand new, right? Like like boom, boom.
They could have used an Leia could have character. Done
everything that she did.
Yeah, Leia could have done it. The nerd on guy, I thought offense. Had a really good point. Yeah. He was like, Akbar should have done that.
Okay, and like, I'm gonna stop you right there. I don't get like the heart, the nerd on
right.
that people have for Akbar.
I don't get it either. I don't get it either. They just love that he says it's a trap.
Like, right. he does one thing. That's his thing.
Which one's Akbar?
It's the crab-looking guy.
Squid? Crab? Crabs? He's a fish.
He's the guy that says, it's a trap, and that's all he does.
Wait a minute.
He looks like
Zoidberg. Is he one of the pilots?
No, he's a general. Yeah. Or admiral, sorry. It's in his name.
Admiral Akbar.
He's the brown guy with the big bug eyes on the side of his head.
But I've heard people say it would have had so much more emotional weight if he was the one to do it. I'm like, no, it wouldn't.
It's
like,
just he was an established character. I see it because he's an established character.
Someone that we know, yeah.
And, yeah, but I just don't think we needed a Laura Dern character.
No.
And all it did for me was, like, them trying to, like,
she serves the push. Plot.
Well, not only that, but, like, to push the whole, like, men are stupid and masculine and...
Yeah,
you're a dumb fly boy, and like you're just a stupid hothead man, and you're stupid. And
I didn't think of that while I was watching it, but now that you say that,
and it's like it's a little much for me. I was like, you could get the point. Like if Leia had done it, or not only that, but like just tell him the plan. Like, even if it's, you're going to keep this character, this new character, and, and he's like, I am literally your second in command right now. Like, I'm all you've got, like, and there's 10 of us left. On. What is your plan? And she's like, no, you're a dumb,
she's like, I'm gonna teach fly boy. I'll teach you a lesson.
And it's like, no, tell him your plan. Horribly. Like, he's the, and then he goes off and does his own
I'm
plan.
Not in the military, but I know how this works.
Dude, like, speaking of, there's a whole other
tell
story.
What's going on.
Yeah, there's a whole other story where it's like, what did we think of the Benicio del Toro thing?
I love Benicio del Toro, don't get me wrong.
He was great. He was great in the role.
I still don't know what to make of his part in this movie.
It was needed.
I don't think they needed to do that at all.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
It was kind of out of the blue. Like, all of a sudden, he's just somebody who's there.
Well, it's like...
And then he's like, I'm a thief. Like, I'm a good thief.
Like, is he a plant by the First Order? Because if he could have left the cell at any time, why did he do it when they got there?
Well, and like, did we like that planet? Did we like the whole, like, here's capitalism?
It was
like, look at greed and corruption, guys. Like, this is what it is. Like,
yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that. I think it's good to show a little bit of,
like... I just didn't think we needed that whole thing. I thought that whole thing was... And, like, them traveling, like, to get to that planet and then traveling back all in the matter of, like, 9 hours
while
or whatever
you're
they
watching
say.
While you're watching it, definitely feels like there are other things that I want to be watching right now.
Well,
I'm not watching them, so why are we here?
I feel like Poe.
Why am I not watching Luke or anyone else?
Poe, Finn, and Rose could have, like, just been like, we have this plan, let's go do it. And, like, just kind of figure, because that's what they always did in, again. Sorry, my bad. But that's what they always did in the old ones.
No, yeah. Clearly.
They're like, we have Han, we have Chewie, we have R2.
We have everything
we
need.
Let's go. Even if they don't have everything they need, they're like, well, we have to shut down this thing somehow. Let's go figure it out.
And this borrowed, I think, from a lot of the Star Wars stories, where it was like, all right, here's the plan. And the plan is, you do this and distract them and do this while I go and do this. And it's like a little teamwork thing.
Yeah. Right.
And it's certainly like when they were talking about their plan and what they were going to do, I was like, well, this is just like, you know, trying to get the shield,
right,
you know,
and Jedi and all that stuff.
Yeah, so they can. Yeah.
But what they did in the original ones was like the team did it. They didn't need to go to some foreign planet
and
to find some weirdo guy to then get locked up
and
then have a double cross.
They also accomplished something.
Right.
Like, they didn't accomplish really anything.
Except for getting they ruined the plan.
Yeah.
Like, they ruined everything. But
like, if they never met that guy, he would never have betrayed them.
But
and
that's
they would
because
have never known the other ships were trying
but that's
to
because
escape.
Poe didn't know the plan in the first place to go to the salt planet and be
right.
like, we have this plan where we're going to distract them and we need the ship to do this and, like, they're going to follow us, but we can use the transports to get off and where there's a planet and there's a base there. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
If she would have just told him the fucking
tell
plan.
Him, tell him what's up.
I don't know.
You're a flyboy.
Yeah.
I think it's...
But
it's,
it did teach him the lesson, I guess.
He learns his lesson. And it's also part of the overarching...
Right.
One of the overarching themes of the movie is that we fail. Like,
right.
Sometimes we fail.
Yep.
And we have to keep going.
Good lesson.
It was. Yeah. I just didn't think that character was needed.
No.
I was like, Leia could have done it or
so you think Benicio del Toro's character is...
I liked him.
I liked him.
It is going to play a big part in the next one?
Maybe.
I don't know, maybe.
He probably.
I could watch him read a phone book, honestly.
Right.
The whole thing seems weird. Yeah. No, he has that quality about him.
Yeah. He's talking about, look at whose ship is this? Like, he sells weapons to the First Order.
Oh,
look, he sells weapons to the Rebels,
too.
Like,
yeah.
So,
I could kind of see that coming. Like,
oh, of course.
A little bit.
It's one of those little breadcrumbs that they put in the movie that says, not everything is 100% this or 100% that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what Luke is trying to get at when he's teaching Rey. It's like, we messed up. Like, the Jedi messed up. And the Sith, to an extent, messed up. Because, like, you're either 100% evil or you're 100% good. But that's not how people work. Like, you
so
know, there's nuance in everything.
Yes.
Well, and we know
in that guy.
And we know that the dark side of the Force, the Sith, always have a leader and an apprentice.
Right.
And so Snoke was obviously the leader. And Kylo is the
apprentice.
So now that Kylo's now in charge, he doesn't have anybody that we know of.
He has the Knights of Ren, who are mysteriously absent from this movie.
They're not at all included whatsoever.
Was that in the last one?
It's talked about in the last
one. Because they're the other Jedi kids.
That went with him when he leaves.
When he leaves the Jedi Academy.
I'm assuming.
Huh.
That's what we think, right?
Yeah, we never meet them or see them.
Right, but that's the common understanding.
So there's Luke talks about it, about this idea that the Jedi needs to end.
Yes.
Yeah.
And.
But then he changes his mind when Yoda's like.
Does he though?
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, it seems like Yoda kind of backs him up in the whole idea of like we need to move beyond this.
I feel like it's Jedi. More we need to move beyond the like the structure of the right. order of the Jedi, where we only do this and we only do that, because clearly it hasn't been working.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Like, at the height of our power, what happened?
We had lost everything.
And yeah. I think that literally everything. Like, I would like to, like, watch
two of us.
Yeah. I would like to watch this movie again and kind of, even, like, I don't mind if it's kind of, like, spoon-fed to me, but just an idea of what they're drawing an analogy to.
Sure.
Like, you know, that, like, oh, I get that, okay, so maybe, you know, and it's big and gigantic kind of theories that, topics that people are talking about, like that it's time to maybe get rid of religion, you know, that like,
oh, right.
that like, okay, it's kind of served its purpose and now it's time to move past
Dan
this.
Brown is all about that. If you read Dan Brown,
I'm down with Dan really? Brown. Yeah. I like Dan Brown.
I've not read a lot of Dan Brown.
It's so good.
Yeah. I'm down with that. But it's interesting. It's very interesting. It's all super duper interesting. So it'll keep my interest.
So there was a lot of twists in this movie.
What a twist.
And I was taken by all of them.
Oh yeah,
like all of them.
Explain.
Well, not the Snoke. I kind of saw the Snoke one coming.
Like I bought everything they were selling.
Yeah,
much like,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Ooh, Kylo's gonna turn." Oh, he didn't turn. Oh, now he's super evil. Oh shit! Like,
did you think that? Like, okay, when like they're battling together, they're battling all the Red Guard guys.
Yep. I'm gonna interject for a second there.
Go ahead.
I love seeing the Imperial Guard actually do stuff in this movie.
And they were badass.
They've always been background pieces up to this point. So it's cool to see
the Red guys just sitting there.
It's cool to see them doing things for once. Yeah. But
like
they're
badass.
Yeah.
They're
they can fight.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they were good too. But not as good as two Jedi masters.
Yeah.
Well, she's not even a master.
But it's like I'm watching that and I'm thinking, well, he's a good guy.
That's when I was watching that fight. Yeah. Oh, he's
like,
on our side.
He's a good guy. And, and like.
And then he's like, nope.
Yeah.
He's like, Kylo Ren.
We can rule together. And I'm like, yeah. So anyway.
I was like, oh, shit. And then when she like she bails. And then Hux comes in. And he's like, what happened? She's like, the girl. She killed Snoke and got away. And he's like, well, what do we do now without a supreme leader? He's like, I am the supreme leader. Yeah. And you're like, oh, shit.
But Huggy Kylo Bear was kind of like, he was a little.
Hey, Kylo Ren. What's up, bro? Yo, where'd that girl go?
Huggy Bear.
he was a little like, I don't really respect you. You know, like, I don't respect
you. Well, he doesn't,
obviously. Yeah. But then he gets bitch slapped and he's like, all good.
He thinks of him the same way Snoke thinks of him. Like, he thinks he's a child.
That's a funny moment.
Trying
though,
to be badass.
When he's like, we're doing this. And they're like, he's like, no, we're not. Whammo. And he's like, oh, and the guard's like, okay, whatever
okay,
you say.
Okay, now let's do this. Yes, let's do what you said.
Whatever you just said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll do that. That was a good joke.
But part of me is kind of like, come on. You don't know he's badass? Like, he'll stomp you with his brain?
But now he's in charge of everything, which is kind of scary.
Supreme leader.
Because I would think Hugs would have gotten that, you know. So
can we call him Hugs from now until forever?
Yeah, I thought he was Hugs.
General Hugs. Okay, so then one of the other twists, or there was a couple of twists of the what happened with Luke and Kylo to make them not trust each other, and like you think, oh shit,
I like
Luke
how that
tried
was
to kill
played.
Him,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
you're like,
that was good,
and then,
that was well played.
Like it was great because you literally saw both sides of the story, and then the real story, and then you watch it as it actually happened, and you're like, oh, it's somewhere in between the two stories that we heard.
Well, the first story is more like Luke is completely like, oh, he just turned on me, and all of a sudden he tried to kill me.
What the fuck, Luke?
And then they're like, wait a minute. And Ray is like, wait a minute. He just showed me a version
of
this.
I saw you killing him
of like,
for no reason. He woke up, and you were there trying to murder him.
Okay, now look.
I went in there, and I wanted to kill him.
Right.
But it only lasted for a second.
But then I didn't.
Yeah,
and
I didn't. But he thought, you know, it was a he said, she said thing. He misinterpreted what I was doing.
That's
standing
so
over him with a murder sword.
Yeah, like even and the three
what
times.
What do you expect, Luke? Like, come on.
And the three times you saw that story, like,
yeah,
just Mark Hamill's face was like, God, you were so good.
He's
and you
so
were so
good,
underutilized in your whole career.
I was going to say, I'm really glad to see him doing live action stuff again.
Yeah.
Like, I've always loved.
Oh yeah,
like his voice work
is
amazing. Yeah. Like when I read Batman comics,
you hear his voice.
You hear
his
Joker.
Voice is the voice
yeah.
that I hear in my head, and Kevin Conroy is the voice I hear
exactly.
when I read Batman. So.
But like, just watch, like, he didn't even say anything in those moments, but when he's like, when he's telling the story, when he's evil, he has that evil look. And when he's telling the story, he's like, he's disappointed. He has that disappointment. Like, it's the same scene three times and it's great each time you see it. I was like, good job, Mark Hamill. Bravo to you. And then like the twist at the end, which we kind of hinted at where he's projecting himself, that whole salt battle scene, which was gorgeous, by the way.
So beautiful.
Like, I love it.
And the ships are flying out.
And the red and the white.
I was trying to, like, figure out, like, the red thing.
I think it's symbolizing.
Is this the dirt under the salt?
Yeah, the planet's red.
Yeah.
The planet's red.
It was, I mean, clearly, like,
covered in salt.
They show the guy step and take a step and leave a footprint.
Right.
And I'm thinking blood.
Blood.
Yeah. And
but that's what,
like,
it's meant to symbolize.
And I'm like, why is he licking that blood?
Right.
You know, I thought he licked, like, it just because he's like, this isn't Hoth, guys. This isn't snow.
Right. Well,
it's
that's
not the same thing.
Well, and that's what I thought. I was like, oh, it is all snowy. But then he was walking and it's like red. I'm like, what's happening? And then, sure, it was very like, here's what we're, it's salt, guys.
Yeah, it's
like,
kind of like,
he
literally
says
you go.
It.
And it sets up the idea that, like, once they, like, put on this little ski onto their ships, that it's going to leave a trail of red everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Which it was gorgeous.
But I think that, like, I wonder if that was anything more than because of the visual is cool.
Like, was there some symbolism there?
Well, I think
there
was something more to it.
Why is it red and,
like,
not
right,
brown or something?
Exactly.
I think they were trying to symbolize blood. Like, I think that's what they were trying to do. Because, like, as they're shooting and, like, people are blowing up, it's like,
like, this is it. This is death and desperation.
Yeah, it's red, and it's like they
it
shoot the ships
looks
and, like,
like,
it
when
blows
they shoot
up red.
Quote,
and, like,
unquote, Luke.
Right.
You know, with all the...
Yeah, and
the,
it's all red.
And it feels like there are bits of Luke floating, you know? It feels like, oh, my God.
Little
they really,
Jedi
they,
bits.
Yeah, they
there.
Teared them. They tore them up, you know?
This movie has... Like, I would go to bat and say this movie has the most memorable visuals of any Star Wars movie.
I might agree with that.
So what,
I mean,
which one
Battle
specifically
Hoth,
are you thinking,
like,
of?
I mean, that, like, with the red coming up out of
absolutely.
The salt.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Which we haven't mentioned yet, I don't know how, but the light speed kamikaze.
Dude.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Like,
what now?
Her, Laura Dern's.
The Dern.
Oh, yeah.
When the Dern turns the
that
ship
was
around.
Bad. You know what was really,
like,
cool? Like, I gotta give him kudos. In the theater, and, like, granted it wasn't a super packed theater, that would have been fun to see, like, on a opening night.
Yeah.
But,
mine was
packed
when I saw
God,
it.
That's
I
cool.
Wish.
That's
I
a fun
and
way
went,
to see.
So I went, I mean, and all
everyone
of us,
did.
Everyone together,
yeah, and like everybody in the theater.
Dead silent.
Yeah,
it was dead silent.
Yeah.
Or watching the visual.
Yeah, all
like,
the,
oh
all the,
God.
Exactly.
Because they go silent.
That was great.
They went silent, absolute silence twice, I think.
It was beautiful.
They did that twice? When it went totally silent? Or was it just the one time?
No.
Well, that's the only one I remember. I can only remember the one where she goes to light speed and goes to cut through the ship. And, like,
and
everybody
right after
in the
that,
theater
a little
was
kid
like,
goes,
oh,
what
my
happened?
God. Yeah, it was great.
It was so good.
It was so good. Yeah, I was like, that is really well done.
Yeah.
Like, very well done. Like, I enjoyed that a lot.
A friend asked me later on, it's like, well, if they could do that to ships, why don't they do it all the time? I'm like, we don't want to, like, waste ships.
I was
going to
say, you sacrifice
right.
a ship. Like, yeah. You're like, clearly, everybody got off board, and I have the ship. This is something I can do.
Resource.
Yeah, they're gonna like take out all of our what do you call them, the transport
all
ships
the
or the like, and that was beautiful. That was so well done. And then boom, the silence. And
I saw it on Sunday and I closed my eyes and
woo-hoo.
I can still see it. Like that's it's burned into my brain. That's how beautiful that was.
One thing that I didn't pick up on the salt planet Kylo Ren Luke battle that the Nerd On guys pointed out that I was like, I noticed it, but I didn't put it together because obviously I didn't know. But like when Kylo like shifts his weight, he leaves footprints and then
Luke doesn't.
Yeah. I'm like,
I did not notice that.
Like,
I saw it,
like, is he just that badass?
Right.
That?
I saw it, but I didn't. You obviously don't put it together because you don't know.
You're thinking he's floating.
That's
like he's like using
he's,
his the force
yeah,
that's
or he's
to kind of
like. Or it's showing you that Kylo's, like, clunky and whatever, and Luke is like, look at me, I'm, like, nimble and whatever. And then he, like, Matrix out of the way of the blade, and, like, you're like, man, he is, like really
wow,
one with the Force right now. But because he was. But, like, God, and then the visual of him, like, when they finally, like, show you what's up, and like you actually see him, and he's like concentrating so hard to like, and it's like oh god, and there's a woo.
I got too excited, I knocked things over,
and there's like the wind blowing, and then when he finally goes, and there's the sun. I know it's cheesy and hokey, but the sunset was there, the two of them, sun's setting, and like his robe just billows off. I was like, I got a little misty eyed. Not gonna lie, I was like, man,
I cried.
That was good shit, guys. That was well done.
Like, damn it, I didn't weep at all. And I'm the biggest weeper of all.
BJ is heartless.
It was so good.
I got no heart. I felt nothing.
But I'm like super invested in movies. Like any movie I watch, if there's any kind of emotional weight to it, I'm like when Frodo and Sam climb up the mountain, I cry every single time. So good.
You know, like, nothing wrong with that.
It's so good. So let's see. What else is there in this movie? There's stuff that... I don't know. I just wasn't a big fan of the whole like gambling planet and that whole story. Like,
okay, yeah, where that, they call that for me, where that they call, was something
where
that
they
was
call
like,
what's her name,
yeah.
Maz, what's her name,
Maz Kanata,
where they call her and they're like, how do we need to do this?
She's like,
how do
I'm
we
busy,
do it? And she's like, it's but A, it's like, what's happening there? Like, who's invading? And B, like, sure, she's gonna help him out, but all she's telling him is like, go find the guy with the flower, and it's like. Okay, but it's like
is this the Maltese Falcon?
It's like that's what is 30 this? Minutes that could have been gone. That could have made the movie a little shorter.
And not only that, like it didn't go anywhere.
Right,
like that,
right.
Did
that storyline
like,
didn't do anything.
Okay, so you're looking
except
for the guy with the flower.
It
and there's like, one guy who's like super good, and he'll be able to like crack all the codes and like infiltrate the security. Right. But like, you get there and like.
And then
nothing
they get arrested.
Happens. Nothing happens. Yeah.
They get arrested for parking their car in the wrong place.
And how about the dude? Like, how about the dude who plays that guy? Because like they're like building him up that he's going to be this big part of the thing. And then like, boom, nah,
handsome.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Nothing.
He tells his alien girlfriend
to chill.
I felt
like it was like an excuse to like, we need to see more of this universe because we, the nerds of Star Wars, are clamoring for any bits of info we can get that aren't the things we've already seen. So, yeah, let's show them a city they haven't seen yet, and let's show them this and blah blah blah.
It was just my that,
yeah,
was
that
my
part
least,
was to me.
That was
I
my
could have
least
done,
favorite part of the movie.
It's easily the weakest part of the movie for me.
Right. So let's see. We did talk about that. We talked about Kylo, sort of mostly. Ray. We didn't really talk about.
We
were
talking about Ray. I was just
like,
gonna,
what,
yeah,
like, what do we
that.
Think of our hero?
Okay, so there was one part
heroine.
During. There was one part during
hero,
during
right?
it.
Hero. She's a hero.
No,
hero is a gender neutral term.
Well, so, that's the thing. It's like when I call somebody an actor, like I'm like I try, I like I don't necessarily say that's a good actress. I'm like she's a good actor.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like and maybe like that's I don't know if that's right or wrong. Like
yeah,
me
if
putting
actresses
the masculine
are out there and they disagree,
thing.
Please let us know.
So
right, like I
feel like
it
I
was
just
it just
like, yeah.
Was it just me? But like during the movie, Rey kind of is on the screen doing her thing the entire time, sure. And then when they break in. To the part where she is like on the Millennium Falcon shooting ships.
Right.
And she's like, woo, this is fun. All of a sudden, it sounded like it was a crazy British accent that like wasn't seemed to be there before.
She kind of broke a little bit.
Yeah, it was like woo, this is fun. And I was like, wait a minute.
She always has that British accent going on, though.
But it's not as heavy, though.
You don't notice it. Like, I didn't notice it. Yeah, I didn't notice it until that part. And I was like, wait a minute.
No, she always has it, which is why people think she's like Kenobi.
Oh,
I just
has a British accent.
For whatever reason, like throughout the movie, like it didn't stick out to me until all of a sudden, like that felt out of place.
The first
I just
time
like
I heard
she was
it was
legit just having fun and like
when she's yelling at like, Finn on the Millennium Falcon and the Force Awakens, she's like, no, no. And I'm like, oh, that's some British lady.
She's
like,
British,
oh my gosh.
She's British mad.
I really liked her story. Like
I did too.
I freaking loved it.
She
went on
she's super likable. Like, like on the screen, she's very likable.
And, like, her relationship with Luke was just, I thought it was, it's so good. Because you think, like, it's going to be a Luke and Yoda
it's
training
that.
Thing. And it's not. Like, he's training, he doesn't realize what he's, unless he does. But he doesn't realize that he's giving her all these important, valuable lessons.
Yeah.
But he is. And then when he's like, okay, fine, we're going to give you some lessons. And, like, lesson one, close your eyes. Feel the force. Reach out. Feel it. And she actually sticks her arm out. And then
he's like
touches her with a little.
Can you feel it?
Can you feel the force?
I feel it.
God,
the force is super, super blatant.
So good.
The force is so blatant, I never have to think about it. It's just
that was
right
one
there.
Of the parts that.
God, it was so
I
good.
Feel like Lindsay and I were laughing louder than anybody else in the theater at that point.
No, there
was
moments.
That one, and there's another one. It's when BB-8, when they. We'll talk about BB-8 in a minute, but. when he puts the box over his head.
Oh yeah,
and he impersonates the Imperial droid. He goes, burr, 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 burr. I laughed my ass off.
Oh yeah, dude.
And
me too.
Nobody else in the theater.
I don't. I didn't get that. I was like, honestly, I didn't get that.
There was moments when I laughed loudly, and I was in a. I'd say probably a quarter filled theater.
Yeah.
And there was moments when I was like the only person making a noise and I just laughed and I was like, oh, okay.
Yep.
That was great. That was a good joke. And apparently I know more than you all do.
Ain't you fancy, Jared?
Oh man. But dude, that force thing when he's like sticking her with the palm frond, he's like, no.
I
like,
laughed so
and then
hard.
She's like, you meant, oh, reach out. And he rolls his eyes. He's like, oh,
Adoy. Have you met the force?
So that was, this is how we do this. This is actually another one of my little complaints about the movie is that he gets like horrified. Like she searches like the darkness on the island and goes there immediately. And he's like, oh my God, like you went right for it. You didn't even hesitate.
Right.
And then we never talk about that again.
Right.
Well, I think that kind of...
Didn't we kind of talk about it again?
I mean, she goes down there, but they never talk about it together again.
I think that kind of lends to, like, the idea that he has his own battles of he feels like he's allowed himself to be too weak to the dark side before. And so when he sees it in her, he's, like, super sensitive to it. And like, oh, my God, you didn't even try to fight the force.
I mean, that's because
he knows... Like, yeah. He has a lot of success.
Which is all of our bags.
But he has his own where he did that thing where he's like, ooh, he was tempted by the dark side and, you know, Jedi. And then Kylo obviously chose that route. Mm-hmm. And that was his, like, ace student, his, like, apprentice, basically, his Padawan. And then... She immediately goes there because that's what's drawing. That's the most powerful thing.
So then he's like, well, my thoughts of myself are reaffirmed. I should not be doing this.
I can't be doing this. This is wrong. But then I think he doesn't bring it up and like whatever because he knows that she goes and explores it. And I think it's she's curious, but she's not drawn to it in like, I want this power. Right. It's like, what is this? We need like, and I think he understands that she understands the balance. There's balance to it, and you have to understand, you know, sadness and depression and darkness and in order to understand, you have to understand the darkness.
It's Inside Out, you know, just Star Wars.
Exactly. Look, we already talked about crying. I want to cry.
Who's your friend?
Let's not talk about Inside Out.
Bing bong, bing bong.
Jared.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. That's
so
excellent.
Sad. That's great. That's great.
But, like, it's just.
It's not okay.
Mercy. Oh, yeah, sorry, dude. Sorry.
No, it's great.
Bing bong, bing bong. That's funny.
man.
No, I just love the relationship between Luke and Rey. And I love that Kylo like taps into that where he's like,
hey, what are you doing? Are you hanging out with Luke?
Well, like, not only that, but he's like, you tried to find a father figure in Han, and now you're using Luke the same way. And like, all you care about is your parents and this. And like, there's more out there than just, they're never coming back. They were junkers and they sold you and that's it.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, maybe, but maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah.
But like, it's like, maybe that's he's just dark-siding her like a mofo, and she's kind of biting it.
He's
like,
projecting himself onto her. Yeah, like, absolutely. Maybe that's how you felt in the way you did. But
God, it's
that
so
doesn't
good.
Have to be her.
But like she's not necessarily looking for these father figures, but they are seeing her, and like so they see the potential, and they see that she needs this guidance, and so they're kind of stepping into that role without knowing it, and it's just great. Oh, God, I loved the relationship between Luke and Rey.
Yeah,
it was good. So something that I didn't think about until the credits started to roll that I totally like just didn't think about and kind of forgot about until it says produced by J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there was like a big J.J. Abrams kind of influence in there?
No.
I didn't think that at all until like I saw the credits and I was like, J.J. Abrams.
They took way too many risks for this to be.
Well, I feel like some of the visuals they were trying to emulate his like kind of bright, colorful worlds that he likes to do.
Yeah.
But other than that, like I feel like it was his, which is why, and all the Disney people loved what he did so much. So like you get three movies now. Yeah. And everyone's like, what?
Who, Rian Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave him three.
Like a whole nother trilogy that has nothing to do with the people that we already know.
Right.
So he's not doing the next one.
JJ Abrams is doing the next one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to be him. It was supposed to be, I forget, but they fired him. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this isn't in line with what we want. Get out of here. And they're like, JJ, come close it out. So yeah. JJ's going to do the last one of this.
Interesting. And there's only one more.
Mm-hmm. And that's it?
Of these. Of these. The
right.
And then Skywalker, no more Skywalkers, story, honestly. Right? Like, I'm, like, don't get me wrong, like, Star Wars is a huge part of my childhood, oh, as yeah. it is.
But you're ready, sure, to move past Star Wars.
Move past, but we don't Skywalkers.
Need it. Like, well, not only that, but we don't need
their
it. Because, like,
story. It's an entire universe.
But, like,
there's right. so much
I say
to
we don't. I say there. We don't need it because look at Rogue One. But, like, Darth Vader is so goddamn epic in that movie. Like,
so Rogue One. So I've talked to a lot of people about all three movies, and there's like there's a divide, and there's like a small little island where everyone lives. That there's people who like all three,
right?
There's people who, like, I love The Force Awakens, but I hated Rogue One, but I love The Last Jedi. Or I love Rogue One, but I hate The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. I'm like, so what is it about?
I feel like, yeah.
What is it about Rogue One that's so different than the other two movies right. that people like that but don't like the other?
I felt like Rogue One was, like, a fine, like extra story of the first telling of the Star Wars.
Absolutely.
Trilogy.
I enjoyed it.
It's perfect. It fits right in. It, like, tells you it's kind of like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, where it's like, this is what's happening over here.
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
Huh. Like, people I talk to, like, well, how am I supposed to care about these characters? Because they're all going to die. I'm like, well, I mean, still
well, so what?
People.
Like,
Give them
a minute.
Literally.
See what
people are just so dumb. And I, since we've been talking for a while, we kind of need to wrap up a little bit, and I do want to play Mike's voicemail because it ties in. Ties in perfectly with what we're saying. It's a little lengthy.
Sure.
It's only 2 minutes.
How long are we going?
We're at 124 right now, but I said it was going to be long. I told everyone at the beginning it was going to be long because it's Star Wars and we have to talk. So this is 2 minutes from Mike Biz, and it ties in with what we're talking about right now.
Life's a Biz!
What's up, boys? This is Mike Bissett. Thought I'd leave you guys a little voicemail for a little bit of Life's a Biz. Anyway, you had a question about Star Wars. So I wanted to, I saw this online and I loved it. Credit to Carlos Ortiz. And I just have some advice for JJ for directing episode 9. All right, here it goes. You're going to want to make it the same as the original trilogy, but also make it different. But don't change anything. And to make sure to include surprises, but not surprises that we don't want. In fact, I want you to avoid all surprises. But also don't rehash anything. We don't want to try something new because we won't like it. But you want to make sure that you do justice to the cast, but we won't say how. Please make sure to just get it right. Just get the movie right. I want it to be exactly the way I want it, but also just a little bit different and also the same. JJ, please make sure that we know the backstory to all the characters, even the incidental ones, because we're all speculating and you better be reading my mind. But I also want you to leave it mysterious at the same time. And please, for the love of God, no CGI. Keep it practical, but make sure to expand the universe just like the prequel is, just like the prequels did, but use CGI. Also, don't do anything that the prequels did. Or The Force Awakens, or the original trilogy, but make it exactly like those films do. You also want to make it have some humor, but don't make it too funny. Show us some new Force powers, but not ones we haven't seen before because the new Force powers are ridiculous. Please don't kill anyone. It will betray my childhood. And also make sure it is unpredictable by killing off a few characters. That should be about it. That's all the advice that I have. And that should make sure that every Star Wars fan is going to like episode 9 because episode 8 was clearly terrible. Love you guys. This has been Life's a Biz.
Biz. Thanks, Biz.
That was money, dude. That
He's
was money.
Right on it.
Well, yeah, he said he found it online. It was like Carlos Ortiz, I think he gave shout out to. So wherever he found that, but I was like, it's so true. Like,
that's good.
People are so like stupid
and fickle.
Well, not yeah, but like I went in and like okay, I was way hyped for this movie.
Oh yeah.
And normally, I fall victim to the hype train where nothing ever lives up to the hype.
I always try to temper expectations.
I can't.
And with
Star Wars.
With three things. With Star Wars, Marvel, and DC, I fail. Like, right. I have expectations.
Of course. I'm like, I know what I want. I know what I want. Well, not only that, but like, I know what I want. I know what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
And I know what you've shown me in the trailers. And like, all this, I've talked to my brother countless hours of like sitting in the backyard, like drinking a beer. Like, what do you think this means? Like, did you see that part in the trailer when this happened?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, she forced Kylo Ren's like lightsaber into her hands. Like, she's clearly gone to the dark side.
I'm so glad I didn't see that.
And like, but like all it showed was like at the end of one of the trailers was like her like, she like forces it over and like turns on his lightsaber and you're like, what the fuck does that mean? And in the movie, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. It was just the closest weapon that she could try and use.
Yeah.
And it was completely incidental, meant nothing. But like, so I had all these like thoughts and theories and all this stuff. And then when I sat down to watch it, like I said, as soon as he takes the lightsaber and throws it over his shoulder, I was like, everything I thought was wrong.
And there it
goes. Let's watch and go on this ride. Yeah. And like it literally took me a minute or two from right when that happened. I was like, what?
It was jarring.
It was like I knew that there was people that really liked it and there was people that really hated it.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as that happened, I was like, oh no. Like, oh, this is going to be bad. Like,
really?
Like, it for like a minute, because I was like, it took me so off guard. It took me completely out of everything that but then, like, my me brain took over, and I was like, I like movies. Like, I like being entertained. I like being, like, forget everything I thought.
And
that
this
I was
movie
thinking.
Just surprised me.
Right. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, like, it took me a minute, and I was like, what? And it was, like, a funny moment, and, like, he gave this weird, like, face of like,
why would you bring me this?
And I was like, whoa, this is kind of slapstick humor right now in a Star Wars movie. Like, this is like Jar Jar esque kind of, where it's like he's made
he's
for
a step with the poop.
Right.
My skin just crawls. Don't even do that.
Where it's like, yeah, he's there to like step and poop, and you're like, that's stupid. And so it kind of was like, it's just so jarring. Where I'm like, what? That was a weird time for a joke.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, let's just sit back and watch. And I fucking loved it. I enjoyed everything. Yep. Not everything. Obviously, I complained about some stuff and like the casino scene and all that stuff. And I didn't really like the new admiral that took over for Leia. And it was like there's flaws to it, but at the same time, I fucking loved it. Like, it was a great addition to the Star Wars movies that I know and love.
Yeah, I walked out of the movie thinking, well, that was awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yes, okay.
Yeah.
What's next?
Like, I always go with my, and you know, later on after you see a movie, you think about it more. You're like, well, maybe this, blah, blah, blah. But always go with your gut reaction, your gut feeling after you leave a movie. Like, were you not entertained?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you were.
Like, when I left the theaters after seeing Spider-Man 3, I was like, that was a pile of garbage. Because so I wanted it to be so...
Because
I'm a
Spider-Man
3,
person.
I was
like, I don't know about what I... Like, I was
sort like,
of
this
dumbfounded.
Was
garbage. Hey, 3 minutes into Spider-Man 3, I was like, well, this is going to suck.
And then you fell asleep, and then you were like, I was right.
God, the movie that telegraphed that to me was Suicide Squad. I was like, this movie's going to be...
I still haven't seen that whole thing
yet. This movie's
going to
be terrible. And then afterwards, I'm like, that was hot garbage.
Oh, that's too bad. Lord. I really wanted all those DC movies to be
good. It's not
but,
good.
Oh, well.
What are your quick thoughts on... Did you like Justice League? In a nutshell, yes,
I enjoyed it. Like, there, it's got a lot more. Like, if we talk about this movie, I enjoyed, but it has problems. Yeah. This movie, I enjoyed, but it has way more problems than
I just want to see. Star Wars. Yeah. I want to see the full 3-hour movie.
The way they
want to
see that. But the way they talk about Superman is the Superman. Superman's like my favorite superhero, so don't get me started on that. Mm-hmm. But the way they talk about him in this movie is better than the way he's portrayed in any of the movies.
That
lends me to think that they're at least going in the right direction.
Cool.
And him having fun with the Flash at the end was cool. And,
well, yeah,
but his
race was
his
good
CG
text.
Face. Oh my God, that was so bad.
That was
just
bad.
Shave the mustache, dude.
Shave, man.
Like, how hard would it have been to shave
a freaking fake mustache?
Get him
on.
Right, get him
that's
a
what I'm saying. Shave the mustache and then put a fake. It's much easier to make a fake mustache look real than to CG your total face to get rid of one.
Like, there's one point when he's like. He's not talking, but it's like it's a side view of his profile.
Oh, it's
and
terrible.
Like,
yeah,
like,
his
oh
mouth
my
is
God.
Awful.
Like, what is that on your face?
Well, not only that,
oh,
but if you're getting, if that's what you're gonna go for, you better get the best fucking animators that you can buy.
Right, and take time to make it perfect. Don't. Anyway, look at it
or
a
just
second
don't
look.
Do that. Right. It's stupid. Don't, yeah, it's stupid.
Don't, don't CGI off a guy's mustache. Oh, man. We have razors and shaving cream. Yes. It's 2017.
Or just, he could have just had a beard. Like, have, so what? He's
let
dead.
It, yeah, let him
his
come back
hair
with facial
grows
hair.
Out. Like, he can have facial hair for a minute.
And then he shaves and then he's Superman again.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's a small tangent away from episode 8. But yeah, I think we're all on the same page on this. Where like,
it was very good.
I was kind of hoping that one of us would have hated it, just to like have was, like that aspect of that.
Because you guys hadn't seen it, or you hadn't seen it yet. I was thinking BJ's going to hate it, and it's going to be a great conversation.
God, it was,
and it was still a great conversation.
Yeah. But no, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it.
Like, I didn't hate it at all.
Yeah,
like, and, no, me neither.
Yeah, I'm watching the entire thing, and especially the movie before that I saw before this was Justice League.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
me too.
So I'm comparing the two, and like I was much more interested in this movie than I was Justice League.
So. Absolutely. There's so many times during Justice League when I'm like, well, I'm bored.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but like I said it last week where I was like, I just don't know what's happening. Like, I don't know. You didn't explain any of this stuff. Like,
it's like, this is a bad rehab.
And all of a sudden, Aquaman is some kind of street guy. All right.
All right.
All right. And that's what I'm talking about.
And like, wait, I love Jason Momoa, but like, what are you doing?
What is, yes, what is this?
Bro, like literally bro. Like,
right.
You're a bro.
Exactly.
It's Aqua Bro, not Aquaman.
Right.
Oh, man. Cool.
Good times. So maybe we'll get another episode in before the new year. Or no. I mean,
maybe.
Like, at the new year.
Yeah.
As this
the
is going to be
your dawn.
This is Christmas. Merry Christmas.
New dawn,
Merry Christmas.
New
Merry Christmas.
Day.
It's a new life.
Yeah. You say this is Christmas. What have we learned?
Another
year older.
And another year. For Mike Biz.
Last Christmas is your
what
favorite
a great
song.
Song. It's a great song.
He hates
it. Great song, Biz.
So yeah, Star Wars was great. If you guys out there in listener land didn't like it. You know the number, 619-438-0532.
Tell us why.
Send
love
us,
to hear why.
I would love to hear, because I haven't talked to anybody about it. I literally saw it yesterday, and I haven't talked to anybody about it because no one I know has seen it. And I was like, oh, man, we're going to talk about it on the show tomorrow. I'm like, I'm so excited to talk about it finally. I'm like, oh, my God. And I was like, I posted a thing on Facebook. I was like, if you need to say something and you don't have an outlet, here's an outlet for you. And nobody took it. I was like, screw you guys.
That's all good.
But seriously, I really want to talk to somebody that didn't like it to be like, what really offended you?
You know
I
what's great?
Okay, so badly.
That doesn't like it.
Along the same lines, our friend Miguel Rodriguez, who does the
Horrible Imaginings.
Horrible Imaginings
and
with
Film
with,
Geeks
with,
and
with Beth Accomando.
Yep.
Was talking about how much he hated Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And it's so funny that when I listen to him tell me about it, I'm like, oh, you're right.
I do.
You're right. I don't like this. No,
it's
I
the
just,
same way that like Forrest Gump and the same. When
I watched
first
that
saw
for
Forrest
the
Gump.
Second time last week, and I'm like, this movie's not great.
But
Guardians
you know,
2?
It's on it's on Netflix right now, and it's I put it on, and I'm like, that's what he's talking about.
This is
you know,
not great.
You know, he's got a point there.
I've only seen it the one time,
and I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed
right.
it.
Same as me. Same
in
as
the
me.
Theater. I was like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah, this is fun. Yeah. It's fun. I think that the first movie give you so much like leeway to enjoy more of it, like to like allow Groot to be this, you know, the 6-inch tall guy who's cute, but you know, I don't know.
I remember liking it. Now I'm curious to know why it's not
watch
that
it again.
Good.
Watch it again and think that maybe you hate it.
Watch this thing. Well, don't think that. Just no, that's not how that works, BJ. Watch it a second time with your critical mind. You got me like tries to like he tries to like skirt his viewpoint. Watch it again, thinking that you hate it.
Your critical mind hates it.
What?
No, but it's
search
true.
Your feelings,
no,
Jared.
I get what you're
know
saying.
It to be true.
It's true.
I get what you're saying because when
the
you
suggestion
go in,
of it, the suggestion
when
is
you
strong.
In, when you go into it, you're like, I'm gonna love this, and so that's what you're thinking. So
exactly.
When you watch it, you're like, I did love it.
Yeah.
But if you literally sit down, you're like, maybe I didn't. Like, let's watch. Well, that's what I'm saying about Star Wars. Like, too. Like when I saw it and I left the theater, I was like, yeah, good. Loved
it's
it.
Been almost
but
a
I
week for
see
me.
It again. It's been almost like, a week, and I'm like, I want to see if it's this is good.
We should get Miguel on because he's an outstanding guest for those, that type of thing, and just to have him convince us. And also, we should have Miguel and Beth on, and Beth can tell us why Forrest Gump sucks. I don't want to hear this.
She hates
Forrest Gump.
It's one of my favorite
like,
movies
it.
Of all time.
I love it. Really.
I know that's why I want to. That's why it can make such a good conversation because she.
No,
hates
because
it.
She would
you
like,
love it.
She would
I'm in the middle.
Fiery passion of a thousand
would,
white hot suns.
She would school she me so movie. Hard.
But don't is it, there's something like freeing in that, like where you're like, damn, you know, we're so if you have a certain ideology,
I mean, not even necessarily someone, damn, it's like you see this.
You can tell me, but, you tell me anything you want, and I'd be like wrong.
That's how it is, like with your like views of the world.
Movies
like
a box of chocolates.
I would turn in. Seriously, if we sat down with Beth Agamondo talking about Forrest Gump, I would turn into Donald Trump. I'd be like, nope, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's great. It's the best. It's the greatest movie.
It's never been seen before.
You've never seen a movie like this before. You're wrong.
Best movies.
Best movie. I see the best movies. I know what good movies are. Trust
nobody
me,
watches
nobody
movies
watches
the way
movies
I
like I do. You're wrong. This is a great movie. And so that's why I can't have Beth talk about Forrest Gump.
No, that's why we have to have.
That's why you have to do it.
That's why we have to have it happen. So that's going to be something.
It's like the Hillary Trump debate all over again.
2018. It's got to happen. We're going to have them on. We've got to have. Beth, tell us why Forrest Gump sucks, and then tell us why Miguel. Tell us why.
I'll just fold my arms and be like, I hate you now, Beth. I'll come on.
Yes, I used to like you, but now
worst guest ever. Yeah, I used to like your viewpoints, but you just sound so smart over there, thinking you're so film knowledgeable. Anyway, it will be fun. But now it's been an hour and 40 minutes. So,
dude, this is almost like two. We're almost talking.
I don't
two.
Care. I told them at
you
the
sure?
very beginning.
Because like, we can make this two episodes.
It's not going to happen.
We can make this two episodes.
No,
nope. Okay.
It's going to be one because everyone wants to talk about this movie.
Okay,
and they
one
just
big
hear
ass
us.
Episode.
And plus, like, I enjoyed this episode. I laughed a lot, which means it's good.
Yeah. Boom, there it is.
So
there it is.
Rich, dude, you're the best, man. Thanks
yes,
for being
always
and we're not gonna
happy
we're,
to
not,
be here,
we're
guys.
Not between one and
it's
two
not gonna wait a
we're
year
not, yeah we're not waiting between that long between one and two between two and three.
Do you have a movie pass, by the way?
I don't.
You should
do
get
I need
one.
To get a movie
get
pass?
One
it
yeah.
really is legit.
It is. I use
well,
it
if
today
you have, did you use it at the Ultra Star today? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah, if you have, because my wife works a very set schedule, and my days off rotate.
Uh-huh.
And, like, since I've gotten the movie pass, I'm like, well, she's at work, and it's Tuesday, and it's noon, let's go to the movie.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you know,
it's
super,
great.
What's yeah, super badass great. About this episode is that Rich walked over here. That's what's badass about this
I
episode.
I walked here from my house.
That is so cool. I that love far. That.
You
I
suck.
Love it.
Yep. I'll just be driving 20 minutes home now.
Dude, you need to move into the hood, man. This is where it's at. This is where it's at.
Sad Price is Right.
But yeah, where can people find you if you want to plug away?
You can find me at richshoots.com.
How's business? I
shotgun.
Mean, like,
business, bang. I shoot weapons. No, it's photography. Business has been crazy this year.
I was going to say, it sounds like you've been pretty busy.
Wedding season in San Diego seems to go longer and longer every single year.
It's year-round.
This year was all through November, like every weekend I was at a wedding.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Dude, I got a wedding
coming
up, man.
Who gets married in November? Idiots.
Wait a minute.
I got married in November. Oops.
I got engaged in November.
That's right.
Hey,
yo. I guess I got to get on that.
Yeah. Dude, you're behind the. You need to get on board, man.
Get
what
on
we
the,
do is we get engaged and get married.
Get
that's what we
and
do.
Get married. Get on the train.
That's what we do. Okay.
So Rich Shoots, and is that your Instagram as well?
My Instagram is Rich Soublet Photography.
Cool.
And I gave this Life's a Binge a shout out on my Instagram. You can see my lovely face.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I like that. It's good.
But yeah, I think we're about done here. Thanks for stopping by, Rich. You're always a pleasure.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. It won't
both
be,
times.
It won't be long before number three. So,
but for now, this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll
see
you on
the
couch.
Life's a binge.
Right?
The
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.